This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5 a.m. here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up. Good morning, Mike. What's happening?
Oh, trying to get to the marina.
Oh, boy.
It's a shame I have to go hour early to just get a parking spot. Is what it is.
Isn't that something?
Yep. Oh, we're in the summertime mode.
Yeah.
85 degree water, and got to catch it when it's right.
Well, I thought it was always right in Venice.
Most of the time, you're right, but that river situation like it is, I mean, it's falling, and you know, that's, everybody says, well, that's a good thing, it's falling. It makes them fish do some weird things, so you know, there's a bunch of them trying to crawl into it, so
well,
it is what it is. So, and I don't know, it's hard to talk about, but the family from Kingwood, they've all been found. So they found a little boy yesterday about noontime.
Yeah, and there's still more missing than has been found. Isn't that crazy?
Over 100. Last I saw, there was something like 100 total from all the towns, not just Kerrville.
Well, yeah.
Like 100. Yeah, yesterday they were
saying statewide, it was like right now the death toll is 121 and then 177 missing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Did you see that F-250 truck that was buried in rock and gravel that they found? It was, you know, sideways. All that was sticking up was the side mirror and the driver's side glass. The whole truck was underneath all that, you know, rock and gravel. That was crazy.
It didn't have the camper on it, did it?
Well, you couldn't see it. I mean, the only part you could see was the driver's side door. There was three guys standing there by it.
Yeah.
That photo.
Little boy I was talking about, they found yesterday finally, because they finally found his mom. They found his dad first, and it's been a week, I think, they found his mom, then they found him yesterday.
Yeah.
Little boy rodeos, and they were.
Yeah, that was that rodeo family.
Yes.
From Kingwood.
His dad's, his dad's, he was, auto mechanic teacher at Kingwood, one of the Kingwood High School. But they was in an F-250 with an overhead camper on it. That's how they traveled. Old school cowboy stuff. Yeah, and that's what I was wondering about, you know, how they hadn't found that truck and camper. But it we can talk about it all we want to, but the most devastating thing I have that I've had to go through, knowing people that was involved with that. And
right.
It's tough, you know, and then that idiot reporter yesterday, you know, trying to point the finger at Trump and lower him much.
Yeah, I know. It just amazes me, the gall of some people.
Absolutely.
But anyway,
we're kind of going through that grind right now, so I catch that tide just right. I mean, you catch fish all day here
right.
and there, but you can't, you know, you just can't go land on them. You know, we just sit there and just hammer on them, so.
Well, that's kind of what we're going through over here right now. You know, that really good, consistent fishing a week ago and catch a lot of them kind of played down this week where you got to, you know, they've loosened up. They're not tightly schooled, and you got to pick and peck and grind them out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is here. Now, you can get on them trout, but, you know, you catch them trout pretty good, but. As far as these redfish and them flounder, especially them flounder, then, you know, them little critters are, you know, they're bottom huggers anyhow, so naturally the saltwater's going to be on bottom, so they're moving. They're coming in basses and laying their trap in the little drains and stuff, so, you know, we're less than 2 weeks off football, so I hadn't even thought about a flounder. You know, I've caught some on them outside sandbars, but, you know, it's just accidental on them. But we'll have to start concentrating on where I'm going to catch that big flounder at.
Well, these flounder, when they get back in, you know, they're just, they don't move around a lot like trout and redfish do. They establish area. And they're going to be near a drain or a good drop off or some kind of bottom undulation where they can target bait during current changes and everything. They're going to be stationary.
Exactly.
They're going to live there and stay there.
Yeah. And you're right.
You just got to go down there and get them.
I mean, there's so many different drains down here.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are drain city.
I know.
Pumps, sandbars.
I know all of the drains. I don't know all of them. There ain't nobody in this.
No, I don't think there's anybody alive that's fished every drain in Louisiana, man.
No, absolutely. So, man, the law is out this morning. Oh, what's going on here?
Huh.
Yeah. But, no, you know, and that's why them flounder, you know, that's why they're so sweet tasting and soft to touch and, because they don't do a lot. They don't move. They just lay there and ambush. But when they ambush, they ambush. There's nothing sweeter than a flounder bite. I mean, you know, the nearest thing I could think of is a black bass. He's got that thump to him, too. But
that thump?
That flounder's got that double thump. That flounder got that.
I got a question for you from a listener. You being an old freshwater hand and everything, he said, ask Jeff Goat how to fish rising water at the lake. I bet he knows.
Get up in them flats, all I can tell you, because they're
that's
going
what
to
I say.
Them.
Go shallow.
go as shallow as you can get.
Because
there's everything in the world for them to eat in there. They don't, you know, I mean, people don't.
Well, new vegetation, you know, from the water being down, new structure.
Yep.
Nutrients.
You got grasshoppers. You got everything.
Grasshoppers.
Worms and all that. Yep.
Lizards. Worms.
Lizards. Frogs.
Yeah.
One of the
what do they call those little lizards? Sirens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best rising water I done is on Sam Rayburn.
Yeah, Rayburn's a good rising lake.
Yeah, and this has been 10 years ago. I got to go up there with Rusty and them, and I mean, we're up in the National Forest in the pine trees throwing frogs. And it was absolutely stupid. And, you know, back in the day when I was guiding on Livingston, that water get up in that jungle and stuff, we're going there with a buzz bait. And I mean, it was on fire.
Yeah.
You know. And two, this goes way back, and a lot of people ain't going to know what I'm talking about. There was a bait come out one spring called a Moss Boss. And all it was a big old plastic looking spoon that had a skirt on it.
I remember that.
Yep. And that was the stupidest bait that I've ever fished in my life. I'm talking about, I towed that bait. It'd be 32 degrees. We was way fishing that jungle back there. You could throw that goofy thing, and they would just annihilate it. I don't know what it was. It had to be something like a frog. It had to be an imitation of a frog, but it didn't. You could fish it on top, or you could waddle it underneath. But that thing, that was crazy. And them big fish, they hated that thing. So, yeah, rising water can be interesting.
Yes. Well, I just saw a new update. It's the death toll now is 129 confirmed and then 150 plus missing.
Wow. Maggie, you wouldn't believe it. There's a little bait shop right here when you're first coming into Venice.
Right.
And I've been here about 2 years. And they're backed up on the shoulder of the road.
Really?
Yep, trying to get live shrimp.
My goodness.
I mean, live shrimp business down here is, I'm glad I don't have to use it, so.
Right.
But there was probably over 100 trucks and boats lined up at that little shop.
Just now?
No, I'm just thinking. Right now. I just passed.
Wow.
I'm fixing
a lot of people going fishing today, buddy. Y'all.
Evidently, that's what I'm thinking. I thought I got a head start this morning, but looks like I might be late to the party.
You might have to wait in line to put your boat in this morning, man.
Oh, Lord, well, that's pretty much every morning. But during the week, it's not so bad. But
right,
you know, I'm just tired of having to go this early. You know, I mean, to go to work, then go sit for an hour.
Well, if you don't, though, then you don't have a place to park. Sound like y'all need another marina down there.
There ain't no place for one.
No, there's no real estate.
No. there is no place for one.
No, there's not. Oh, boy.
That's what I was.
You think it's because of all the construction going on down there with so many more people there is the reason, and probably half of them fish? Or more.
And then all the new guys we have. It was funny. I was talking to Billy Nicholas the other day, and he said, "You renew your license?" I said, "Yeah, I just got them in the mail." I said, "And it was the shortest time ever. Darlene sent them off on like a Monday, and I got them back Friday."
Dang, that is quick.
And generally, your Coast Guard license take a month or more. You know,
4 to 6 weeks, usually. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. And it's not a passport. They went back to old school. All it is a sheet of laminated paper now.
Really?
Yep, one page. Your medical deal, it's, I guess you got to put it in your wallet. I don't know. I ain't even thought about it. I signed it. And, my license don't expire, which I guess I need to put this thing in the boat now because evidently, my license that I have right now don't expire till August 25th, but it said in the paperwork that these are your new license. They go into effect immediately. Your old has expired.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I'm good for 5 more years, I guess.
Good luck. Yeah. You'll be a werewolf by then.
Yeah, well, I'm one right now, so.
Oh, well. Oh, hey, man.
I got them if I need them. There you go. That's how it is.
That's right. Somebody wants to come over and go through the motions with you, Mike. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. And I don't know, tell you to look on the website or not, because Darlene called me yesterday and said that, hey, they charge you $500 renewal on that website.
Oh, come on.
So, yeah, $500 automatically deducted out of our account. And I'm going, I don't remember signing up for that. She got in touch with them. That's all you. She said, well, we won't cancel this.
Yeah.
And I said, you cancel it, but you're not getting your money back. So we're in the middle of that now. So don't pay no attention to my website anymore.
All right, buddy. Well, that's good. I know how to find you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's shiny then.
It is. Second full moon, 99%. Bring it.
Be fun to see. Yeah, I just turned west on Tidewater. It is shiny.
Yeah.
All right, meet you later.
Mike, have a good day. Catch them up, man.
Yeah,
be safe.
The Astros need to find themselves.
Yeah, they need to find that all-star break and rest up and heal up, man. Two more days, and then they'll be off for a while. They can lick their wounds. Yeah. All right, man.
Later, man. Good talk.
Later. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience. They're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project our ground up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 521 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down Galveston Way and check in with James Plogg at Tiki Island. Hey, James, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Got a little breeze down there this morning.
Yeah. Burn up, breezy. Burn down. Hey, but there's one thing I damn sure ain't doing. I ain't fighting no elements. I don't care.
No elements. Like old Charlie, man, that's his new deal. Fighting elements, Mick. Fighting elements.
Only elements I got to fight when I go hit golf balls at Moody's. No matter where you're at Moody's, you better learn to hit them low because the range faces straight into the south wind, and it's yep. Every time.
That's it.
It sucks. But
low and slow, baby.
Yeah. It gets a blowing, man. It's a... Man, dude, I don't know. This is like a rut we saw, like, what, maybe like 2099, where it was almost like this just every day, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like it lays out a little bit. I was looking at some weather for Cameron. We were both looking at it because they got a tournament this weekend. Huh. Man, it says it lays out, but, you know, you can't.
Seeing's believing. I'll have to wait to see that one, buddy. They've been.
Yeah, you know. Hey, I'm with you. Like buoy weather, they'll change it in 30 minutes. Now,
well, sure they will. Like, if you don't like buoy weather, slide over to Weather Bug or Fish Weather or one of the others, and they'll give you a better forecast.
It'll get something better. But man, I'm pretty lucky. You know, we're lacing them out. So I'm lucky. Fishing them. Ain't good.
What'd you call it the other morning? Blistering them, Mick. Blistering them.
Man, I forget. I come up with all kinds of stuff. I don't even think about it. But I have some of your guys that listen to your show and they're angry. You guys, great guys, man. A guy named Art and Ken, and they fish with Cliff. They fish with everybody. And I told them, I said, look, because they ain't never been with us. Look, man, it's one and done, dude. There ain't no what about drive around, what about this. There ain't none of that. You better be there at 5:00. Don't be late. And when it's over, it's over. I thought you might say, man, we'll do it another time. They said, no, man, we're ready. I said, cool. Hey, they show up 5:00, got our stuff. Look, man, you have to be ready, dude, because when the anchor comes tight, there ain't no let's rig on stuff. It's on.
Yeah.
And they were good. So the day before, I think Thursday, we ended up catching like 32. And you know where I'm fishing. But I'm fishing a little bit different. And I leave about, well, I tell you what I left out there on the bottom, $97 worth of jig heads and lures and line. We completely destroyed everything. I don't even have enough stuff to go fishing the next day. Hanging up, backlashing Sam, Gray. Every time Gray would get by, I said, Gray, when you backlash, you're going to be on the bottom and you're going to break off. Maybe I get it. I said, no, you're not getting anything.
Not getting
and then
it.
I just go to help them. I'm hung up, broke off. I got the laughing. You got to laugh to keep from crying. They ain't know how much lead and jig heads. Because, man, there's certain little size jig heads that work, whatever the current is. You know, the current more, and it gets less and less. So I think we end up catching 32, and I don't know how. And I told Art and I said, look, we have to, and they were ready, man. I said, but one of them, I said, man, look, that head's too small, dude. Put this one on here. So I got my light out, we tie everything on. Because you got to throw to the right, Mickey, like fishing a well pad, and that current is just going
running. Yeah.
The day before, I got 45 foot of line on the deck, and I had like a 90 foot shot that I clipped to it. So I ain't very smart. What is that, 130 foot or what, 110 foot? Dude, I'm dragging. I'm looking at my GPS where I said, man, we're moving, man. And we were still catching them, but, I mean, I wasn't getting them like I was. I said, yeah, because we're dragging, man. I never could get right. So I went for yesterday, I got my other shot out, and I got me a 150-foot shot plus what's on the deck. Hey, I got like a 180-foot line out, man. So I tried to – in the morning, yesterday morning, I tried to put the hook in the mud so when I come tight, I'm sitting right where I need to be.
Yeah.
And I thought I did good, and I did do good. Because we come tight, about the second cast, I got it. We got it. And then something happened, and somebody got twisted up, and I've got both everybody's lines trying to get them done. Well, I hook a fish and I start winding. Well, I done wound up everybody's line and stuff in my reel up in my handle.
Oh, so I destroyed
Dude, I destroyed. Hey, they're biting every cast. I've destroyed everything. I've done shut everybody down, and I'm pissed. I'm mad at myself. Like, man, we got to cut all this stuff out. I said, I'm telling y'all, man, we ain't efficient. When they quit, they're going to quit. So we finally got all that undone. And we were trying to catch 20 by 7 o'clock, and we didn't make it. We caught 20 at 7:02, and we sat there and just talked, told stories. I think we ended up, we caught 36 right there, and I drove around and went and looked at some other stuff. It's trashed. And we did stop, made one more little stop. Man, let me check this. And we caught a couple, but it wasn't no good. It wasn't where you wanted to be. But if you ain't got something like that to hide from this south wind, your fishing ain't very good.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be circling the bowl. Just wait for somebody to hit the lever.
The current runs so hard that everything is just trashed. And I got a couple places.
Well, you got that negative low at night, and then you got that plus on the incoming the next morning, and it just there's so much silt in this bay system. When that current runs, you do it just rolls everything up.
It
turns it into garbage.
Hey, the only thing that's any good, the only water that's any good, and you know, I ain't telling you nothing, but is in the channel, the actual channel.
Yeah.
You get very far off either side. Hey, when the sun got up yesterday, you know where we're fishing, kind of right there. I'm fishing in the mud. I mean, you can see about 6 inches, but, well, maybe eight, okay? Maybe eight. But there's so many fish, it don't matter. I mean, it don't matter if it was chocolate milk.
Well, if you're in the right spot. I mean,
you better
it's
be
not
right,
like that
dude.
Whole reef is covered in fish. You're kind of in one place.
No, dude, I'll tell you, I'm putting my hook out just like fishing a well pad. That's why I got mad when I was dragging. Man, you can't be dragging because you go catching one every cast to catch one every now and then. Or you get, what I've seen, they turn into small ones. When you start catching some that are little, you better
you're
get back
up.
Right. But like I said, I had a 180-foot line out yesterday. Anchored off the bow, dude. I ain't even anchoring off the side. There ain't no way to anchor. I'm not anchored. I can't stop this boat anchored off the side.
The only anchor that would hold in those conditions is that one I used to have on my Hydrosport. It came off of Uncle Jimmy's 36 Bertram.
Hey, the only way I would use yeah, I remember. Hey, the only way I would use that anchor if I knew nobody was going to get me, which there ain't nobody. They must be catching them over there somewhere so much better than that. I don't really get it. But anyway, don't matter. But I would put me a buoy on my line. I'd just pull up in the morning to hook up, and I'd just leave it sitting there.
Just leave it there?
Hell yeah, but somebody would end up stealing it, though. But, nah, it's you got to get right, Mick. In the mornings, I spend a lot of time making sure I get right, because when it comes tight, by your second cast, if you ain't caught one, you ain't right. You're not where you need to be. They're biting on that moon when it sets, and then it fades. And then Thursday, they quit really fast. I mean, we caught most of them fish before the sun come up. And then, of course, I told you I drug, told you all that. But I got reset, and it stuck this time. And then it was just a pick and peck fest. I mean, we sat there and caught like 12 more, but when I left, they started slicking. And we were getting a lot of bites. They were fixing to go off again, and that was at like 10. I said, man, let's go, Sam. We got an hour. He lives right here by me. I said, we got an hour re-rigging tackle lines and jig heads and everything else. We come in and worked on tackle. But they were fixed to go off again. But I ain't going to be around too much for that midday bite. They better bite in the morning. I'm gone, man. But I wouldn't say fishing is good everywhere. I'm sure there's some lightning. I'm sure, you know, I don't even know about the Gallison Channel, Mickey. I don't even know if it's even clear in the channel. I ain't been through there. There's just not a lot of clear water.
We fished it the other day.
Gallison Channel clear?
Yeah.
Was it clear?
Yeah. It's pretty.
What time did y'all go over there?
I don't know. About mid-morning?
The current was still running?
Oh, yeah. What was weird, it was coming in on one buoy heading over there, and then when we got there, it was going out. It was
well,
weird.
I think it.
And I don't know whether it was from the southwest wind. I don't know, man.
Well, that channel's kind of funny.
I don't like fishing down there.
Well, I know you don't, but
I love fresh, muddy water, man, and calm currents.
Yeah, fresh, muddy water. Hey, but what's weird, it's like Pelican Island and some of the outgoing tide, it goes around everything. It makes like eddies sometimes where you think, man, that's the outgoing tide, but it's not. It's incoming because it's coming around. It's kind of weird. But we're gonna get on the back of this moon. I really wasn't gonna work, but I mean, I was supposed to be tarpon fishing kind of this month, but fishing's pretty good.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? That may be August. I told a couple of my guys, look, man, we'll go in August. I'm going to finish up this little trout fishing deal because the fishing's actually pretty good. And then I'm going to get ready to go to the Gulf. If I don't go to the Gulf, I'll go to the golf course. It don't matter.
At least got a plan.
Yeah, I got a plan. Hey, I said, I always got a plan. I never told you it was a good plan. I just said, I got a plan. A lot of times ain't very good. But you know that one place you fish with me, Mickey, over there that should be money right now where you can hide from this wind?
It's not.
Dude, it was good, like real good. Like, you can catch 20 before 6 o'clock. And, man, they faded, dude. I mean, you can't hardly get a bite. I don't know where those fish went.
Probably a timing thing, you just got to be there at the time, with the way the currents are and everything. Everything's out of whack, dude.
Yeah. You remember I came out all them finger mullet that was wrapped up?
Yeah.
There? I mean, well, that's when it was really, really good. And then the last morning I went in there that it was really good, and it wasn't that good. I had Mike Dowler and them, and we're catching them at like 5, at like 10 after 5, 5:15. We're catching them in the dark. I got my light in my mouth. But I noticed there was some mullet, but there that big raft of mullet wasn't there. You'd see some mullet, some old shad. So I go the next day, there ain't no mullet. I see just a couple of mullet, and we catch like 2. And that's it. I sat there for like an hour and a half. I said, well, this ain't going to work.
So swam off with the bait, stayed with the bait.
Well, you're right. They did. I can't find them mullet. I went down inside, down to the north in there, and we caught some little ones, but that's kind of weird. That place ought to be money right now.
Yeah. Well, it may be. It may turn around. Let me knock this break out. Come right back.
Yo, go ahead.
Hang on. The Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. And check out their pecan smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And their new Chuck Wagon patties, these are half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheese. And then try out all their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. Their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. It never closes. And their new sausage recipes that's available, it's really good. You got to try it. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 539. All right, James, we're back.
Man, but you know, like I was telling my guys yesterday, and while they have a tough time, you know, you're anchored off the bow, and the size of the head is a big deal. A quarter's too heavy. And then there's certain eights. There's like a regular bass assassin eight, not a pro elite eight. That's probably the right size. But I said, look, man, when you throw to the right, the current's coming straight at you. You have to work your bait up. You got to keep it off that bottom. And when it gets kind of, you know, be off the port stern, when it starts coming around, now the tide's picking it up. I said, when it gets kind of behind the boat, you got to almost, that's why I was telling Art yesterday, because I was catching one every cast. I said, you almost got to try to hang the bottom. I said, it's stupid. I said, over here, you got to work it up. When it gets right here, you got to try to hook the bottom. And you know how it is fishing on the channel and current. It's a different
it's
deal.
It's hard.
And I finally got Art going. We've been using, and it probably don't matter, but in my brain it has. We're using that chartreuse glitter, that same thing, but a little John, because it sinks. A regular chartreuse glitter, a little John. With like an 8 ounce head. And as the current slows through the day, if you're still there, you can put something lighter on. But I said, look, man, and I couldn't get Art going. I said, look, Art, I took all that off. I put him a regular shrimp sea shad on there, and I put him like a quarter ounce head on there. I said, just reel it straight, dude. Throw to the right, point your rod at the water, and just reel it straight in. And while you're reeling it, try to hang the bottom. See if you can hang up. I got like $900 worth of stuff on the bottom here anyway. I got another head. And then he started getting them, dude. He got it right and got that speed right. Boom, he started catching them. But regular hold your rod up and just twitch it barely, it wasn't no good for him. You know, he couldn't get them like that. So the head size is different. I would sit there and just punch my reel in, just punch a lever down and let it just, you know how we used to do it, just let it
just
freeze.
Turn it loose.
Turn it loose and just pick it up, hit it one time. Boom, he's there, man. He's there. So it's kind of a little bit tricky. It's because, you know, it's kind of shallow there, honestly. It's not really deep. It ain't like fishing a well pad that's 10 foot deep. I mean, you throw to the right and that current's pushing at you, you're fixing to hang up, dude. You're going to hang up. You got to work it and then let it, you know, start floating back up.
Might be worm weight time for that.
I told a guy the other day, or maybe I told Sam, I said, I'm going to put you a worm weight on there, man.
Well, yeah.
Float up. But I think when it got back there in that current, but I don't know, man. They're just so – but we went and checked on something yesterday that if it does get nice, and I told him this, I said, there's a lot of fish right here. We caught two in the absolute mud. I said, if it gets nice right here, it'll be good fishing right here. Just wasn't yesterday. Man, the wind's starting to blow hard. There should be a little squall right here by me.
They're calling for 20 to 25 today, man.
Yeah, it's blowing pretty good. They got Larry called me. He's fishing in that West End tournament. He said, look, if you ain't doing nothing, I said, no, Larry.
No, I am doing something, Larry. I'm not fishing.
I am doing something. He started laughing. But there's like 100, I don't think it's teams. I think there's like 107 people in that tournament.
Yeah.
You got to catch like trout, reds.
Boy, old Bill Watkins is going to have a tough time this morning. All those storms that were kind of training in out of the Gulf. Going to hit around Winnie between me and him. Well, they're coming in at Sabine Pass now. So
yeah, I saw it. Did, you know, is
hurry up
it
and get
daylight,
out there. Get them.
Yeah, as it gets daylight, them storms start building up a little bit.
Oh, they'll. You know, and what's weird, Galveston's showing a 30% chance of rain. Houston's showing 70. Over in the Golden Triangle, they're showing 80%. So who do you believe?
I don't believe nothing. I just go. But I knew that deal that we were into, what was that, Wednesday when you were fishing with Tillman?
Yeah, with Steve.
I told Ken and him, look, man, I sat through a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, this storm right there that's over there in Brazoria County, you don't want none of that one. That one's not good. I'm telling you. It's got a lot of wind, and it's got a lot of fire.
Well, it had a lot of water in it, too.
Yeah, it did. And then they texted me on the way home, said, man, glad you took us in. I said, look, man. I ain't the smartest guy in the world, but I don't even need no radar to see that. I see it. It's coming.
Well, it was trucking. It was coming.
Yeah, but hopefully it calms down, buddy.
I like fishing with old Hillman, man. He and I fish a lot alike and think alike, and he's just good. He knows what he's doing.
He's funny, man. He went with me and David Carroll
and man,
one time. Wade,
I thought, you know, he's got some good BS, man. I mean, I laughed all day long. I couldn't stop.
Oh, yeah, he comes up with some good stuff. Hey, these guys had fished with Caleb Harp, you know, back in the heyday.
Right.
You know, he was fishing with
Caleb.
Yeah. I said, Caleb got smart. Them boys all went and made them money, got some company.
One of the boys, one of the North Ridge boys, is what Steve calls him and Thomas.
Well, he's your protege. That's why he's good.
No.
He's good.
He was born into it.
Good,
the family he came from, total outdoorsman.
Yeah, Caleb was just a good kid, man. And Thomas, I went to school with Thomas's dad. We graduated
together. Yeah, I remember Thomas telling me that. You and his dad went to school together.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. We'll see what next week's. I didn't think I had many trips this week. I think I got to go every day now. So that's pretty good, I guess. We'll see.
Well, it could be poon season right now if the wind will lay down.
Yeah. Well, most of my guys, they're done. They know I don't fish this time of year. So, you know, I won't see them again until, you know, October.
Yeah.
But even Mike, the guy that he texted, hey, man, you got anything next week? And I said, I don't know. I got a couple of days. So give them to me. Okay, let's go. But that well's gonna dry up. But we don't keep fish. You know, we ain't killing none of them fish. So I don't know, maybe to hold up. I don't think so. You can't keep going to the well. You know that yourself. Better find you something else to do. That's why I went looking around yesterday. And that one place I'm telling you about, if it just gets a little bit calm, it's gonna be just like where we're fishing right there. It'll be good. But gosh dog, it was muddy, man. It was terrible. I can't believe we just caught a fish right here. I actually put the anchor out.
Got a lot of dirty water right now. Man.
That's no kidding.
That hurts.
Kidding. Yeah.
It eliminates a lot of places here, you should be fishing and you can't.
You can't. Is all that stuff on the channel dirty up on your end?
Yeah, it is.
Is it trashed?
Yeah, it's terrible.
That old water Blaine's fishing in ain't no good, is it?
No. But he's making it work with croakers and shrimp.
Could you catch them on a lure?
Yeah, certain days. You know, it gets enough visibility in it, sure. But
right. I mean, would you go there and try to catch them on a lure?
Yeah, if I go fishing again, that's where I'm going to go.
Okay.
I ain't pulling my boat down 146. Those barricades, all that between LaPorte and Kima, where they, you know, they're pouring new concrete, but they got those barricades up. I mean, there's,
I saw that.
They got craters in there, and I mean, I don't know how you can keep a boat from slamming into the walls there with the way people drive. It just, I'd have to just take up both lanes if I was pulling a boat. They'd just have to wait behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. The last time I went through there, I saw they supposed to start doing that. They wasn't doing
That'll end up like 45. It'll never be finished.
Yeah. Hey, I'm pretty old. Not as old as you. Pretty old. They've been working on 45 since my grandmother was dragging me
down. Since the beginning of time. It'll never end.
Hey, you ought to saw all this stuff on my end right here by Tiki and all this stuff they're working on.
Oh, I know. It's a nightmare.
It's terrible. We don't never go nowhere.
I would. If I lived there, I'd be living off of DoorDash and delivered groceries.
Oh, yeah. So Kathy and Carol done cooked up this plan. We're going to go to this new Texas Roadhouse and eat.
Nope.
We went. We met Kenny and Kathy up there. So it's time to go. I just got through bike ride, took a shower, said, okay, let's go. We ain't got nowhere up the road. We're in a giant wreck. I had to text Kenny and said, hey, dude, we're late. Now we're in a wreck. I'm like, this is why you don't get outside right here.
No. It's everything's crazy and upside down. Well, man, I got to roll. I'm going to go jump on Sharky and see what he's doing this morning. If somebody wants to call you, James, throw him out a number, man.
All right, brother. 497-771-7306.
All right. See you. Have a good weekend. All right, later. All right, let's go to Sharky Marquez on the other side of the causeway, see what he's up to. Sharky, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, just going through the motion. What are you up to?
You caught me sleeping this morning, man. We were going to go offshore, but it wasn't looking too good out there.
Oh, you were going to go offshore today? Yeah, you don't want none of that.
Yeah, I hung the towel up for today, buddy. I'm gonna let the guys go get it. But
give me a quick rundown and I'll let you go back to sleep.
No, you're good, man. You're good
doing that.
It's all good, man. We caught a quick little rundown. We bounced around yesterday and did our trout fishing. Caught them pretty much everywhere, man. Caught them in the channel, caught them at the jetties.
Yeah.
Just trout, running around everywhere, which is great. Soaking live shrimp up on the rocks, though, you know, not a lot of bycatch. Just undersized trout, a couple keeper trout off the rocks there. It's kind of a weird deal, man. Water's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful up against the North Jetty yesterday. And I didn't see very many, you know, different varieties of fish being caught.
Right.
Just a heck of a lot of trout out there. So we did our thing, you know, loaded up on those guys. And then my group yesterday, super, super close, good friends and repeats of Outcast. Their boy wanted to catch something big. So we loaded up, went through the boat cut, went out on the Bolivar side and threw an anchor on top of this little bit of a depth change and a little bit of some structure down there and soak baits, nothing. Nothing. And then finally the front rod started screaming and we ended up popping a nice hammerhead yesterday right out.
Yeah,
off
I think
the,
you had like a shark-a-thon going yesterday, huh?
Mm-hmm. The guys really crushed. They were drifting and doing some shark fishing out there and did pretty well. But we just got that one bite, one hit, and one fish, and it was a big old hammerhead. So that was super awesome.
Awesome.
Super awesome to see that. Of course, we just
took a
picture and
boat
sent
I saw
our
it
way.
Was. There was Shark City in that boat, man. I think.
Yeah, I think it was Chris.
Cajun Chris or Sugar Shane or somebody.
Yeah.
They were melting them down, looked like.
Yeah, JJ whacked them too, man. It
JJ.
Was oh, yeah. We weren't feeling too hot, so we, a couple people on the boat, so we ended up kind of tucking back into the, you know, behind the jetty system and trying to make do. And anyway, that's where we caught that hammer. But heck yeah, man, it's been good fishing out this way. They've been tearing them up. I'm looking at next week, saying prayers and hoping we can make it out. I'm booked 6 days next week out of 7 and all offshore trips, every single one.
Lord.
I know, Mickey.
Hopefully we can get some kind of lay down. This is crazy. This wind has hung in here this long this year. It's nuts.
Yeah. And it's rainy. It's windy. I mean, you name it. It's, it's happening.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Days ahead, I hope.
Yeah, I think I looked at it last night. I think Friday, maybe Thursday, one of those days, you know, that wind starts dying down. And
it's what James was saying. He said it looked like for next end of next week it might lay down according to buoy weather. But that's all subject to change, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Gosh, yeah, it is. We'll see. We're itching to get back out there and do some damage. But for today, I'm just going to go and give the boat some more love and TLC, work on it a little bit, and get her right for the next week coming up, you know. And I assume I'll be downgrading a few of those offshore trips to inshore and rocking and rolling, doing our thing inshore. So just trying to make do with what we got, man. I mean, that's the name of the game. Just to get out there and try to catch something, you know.
Yeah, I watched your little trolling motor video. Man,
oh,
what a
yeah.
beast. How many inches is that shaft? 100 inches?
It's 100 inches, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I like the way it swivels and you're able to swing it around and then drop it over, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, man. That little C-swivel bracket is super cool. Man, it works great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It works great. I'm excited about it, man. Those grouper and snapper don't stand a chance now, buddy.
Spot locking on them, they're in trouble.
They're going to be hurting.
Yeah, they are. It's hard to believe we got the technology now. You can rig a big old trolling motor on a contender boat. That's amazing.
Isn't it? And it was ripping around yesterday, bouncing up and down pretty good, buddy. And we stayed. I hit that stay point. We were in, you know, maybe 2 footers or whatever. Boy, we stayed.
Held you right.
Pretty amazing,
just like
man.
An anchor, man. Awesome.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
Nut stuff, man. Yeah. Yep, those fish don't stand a chance out there. I mean, it just changes the way you think about, you know,
boy, especially
fishing
if
too.
It's calm. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
I'm excited, man. You know, to be able to chum on a spot and
able to sit there and just, hey, that's don't have to worry about an anchor line hanging over to work fish around or any of that. That's big time.
Yeah, they're going to be in trouble. I promise you that.
Make it easier on you, man.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, Will. You know, driving around and.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah,
man.
Buddy.
Well, hey, somebody wants to come down. Stay in the lodge, wine and dine, do all the get married, take a fishing trip. Hey, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info.
Come on, do it. We do it all, man. Hop on Google, check us out at Outcast Charters Galveston. Man, we'd love to have you, your family, your crew out. Go make some memories. Fishing's great, man. A little windy that we're fighting here, but fishing is overall just awesome. So come out, get bowed up. And check us out at Bayside Event Center right here off 61st Street in Galveston. We do corporate events, overnight lodging, luncheons, you name it. It's a beautiful facility. We just had our deck redone out there, and it's gorgeous, man. Come out. Make some memories with us. Hop on the boat. Let's go get it. Everybody have All a safe buddy. And blessed weekend, and Mickey, we'll talk to you next week,
We're
hopefully.
Rest up. Get ready for next
yes,
week.
Yes, sir.
All right,
brother.
Sharky.
Have a blessed
you,
one, man.
Later.
See you, bud.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that good stuff. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.